That Southern girl, Tim McGraw, voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good Monday morning, August 25th, going on. A young lady's Headwaters Royalty Program, they are looking for candidates ages 17 to 22 to run for Headwaters Queen, ages 13 to 16 to run for Junior Queen, and you have to be a resident of either Wilkin or Richland counties. Parade and pageant on Headwaters Day, that is, of course, September 13th. If you need an application, please do this right away. Email headwatersroyalty@gmail.com. Again, that's headwatersroyalty@gmail.com. Or you can give Kurt a call, 651-295-5115. That's 651-295-5115. And he can give you some more information on that. It is time to talk All Seasons Car Wash. Jay Jolson in-house once again. Good morning, young man.
Good morning.
You got a big day going on today.
Yep, hopefully.
At All Seasons. You're always improving out there. It just always gets better. Every time I go out there, you've added something new.
Yep, well, appreciate it. Thanks.
And today, you've really got something going on. What's happening?
Yep, today, if everything goes right, they're going to be there to finish. We did the milling in June, and now we're going to finally do the overlay of the asphalt area.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, we got done laying new aprons.
Yes, I love those, by the way.
Yep, well, thanks. And then we also added something in there. You might hear music playing in the background. We got speakers in there.
All right.
And it's a two-way speaker. I have to activate it in order for me to talk and listen to you. But So if you ever hear anybody say, "Hello, Bill, this is the Lord," it might be.
Yeah, it might be. Don't scare me like that as I'm advancing in years. This project has been going on for a while. Like you say, they kind of got everything, what would you say, ripped up in June?
Yeah.
Or taking off that first layer. Yeah.
Yep. That was the first part of June.
Okay.
And then they got waylaid. And then after we did the milling, then I thought, well, you know what? Maybe we should look at replacing the concrete, because if we replace it later, like I was thinking next year, well, then we got to tear up that asphalt for the frame. So we thought we'd do it all, and all worked out together.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the concrete laid before they came back to finish the overlay.
Okay. And you will be closed today, too.
Yep, we're closed all day today.
Closed all day today at All Seasons, folks, so keep that in mind.
Yep, and then we'll be open again Monday, or tomorrow. Tuesday, tomorrow.
Tuesday, and then you're just running full steam again.
Yep.
And, folks, please, and if you're wondering what the line's like, this is a great, great idea. You can actually go online and see how long of a wait it's going to be, right?
That's correct. You can either go to our Facebook page, All Seasons Car Wash, or you can even go on our website, allseasonscw.com. So the Facebook page just has the line for the automatic. If you go to our website, it has the line for the automatic, plus it shows a picture in the front, so if there's lines in the front for the self-serve.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the whole thing.
It's just been so much fun watching that grow out there, and you're the idea kind of guy. So what's coming up in the future? You're going to keep us in suspense, because I know you're thinking of stuff constantly.
Yeah, but right now I have kind of
you just want to get through this,
get
right?
Get through this, yeah. And okay. I haven't got any specific plans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because as far as the current facility, the only thing left is on the inside is to replace the wall linings on the outside walls and the self-serve. Otherwise, everything's been replaced in the last 5 years.
Okay. Talk about the pet wash, too, because you can get your pet shined up out there, too.
Right. Yep, okay. That's right. So the pet wash, it's in Bay 4, the one next to the automatic bay. And it has the water, there's different types of soaps, conditioners. It's got everything for your pet.
Right.
And the water, once it gets, the cold water gets out of the line, that's between 90 and 95 degrees. It's got a dryer. You can either put them on the tray,
mm-hmm.
or you can wash them on the ground.
I saw somebody out there with what appeared to be like a German Shepherd St. Bernard cross the other day when I was out there. And I've never seen a happier looking dog in my life. Because he was getting the full treatment. You could tell he was enjoying this.
Yep. So. And then they probably groomed him a little bit, got the fur off, so extra fur. So, yeah, people enjoy that. The dogs like it, too.
Are there any other car washes doing that have, like, pet washes there? Or is that just sort of, like, exclusively yours? I've never heard of that you can go into a car wash and get your pet taken care of.
There, as far as being in a self-service bay, we're probably the only one in quite an area.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as... So a lot of them will have, some of them will have a separate room for pet washes. I know there's one in Watertown. I know there's one in Brookings.
Okay.
I'm not aware of any in Fargo that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. That's why you came up with this, and I'm going, he did it again. Great idea. Yep. And it's been successful. But again, folks, remember All Season's closed today, but back in action and opened up tomorrow.
Correct.
All right.
You bet.
Come back and give us an update. I want to know how everything's going.
You bet. Appreciate
and anytime
it.
You get an idea, I want to know what you're thinking.
You want to be the first to know.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe the second, because I got to tell Mary first.
Yeah, definitely do that. Jay, great having you in here. Yep. Thanks for stopping.
Thanks.
Jay Jolson, we're talking All Seasons Car Wash here. It's 928 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got a nice morning going on. Sunshine, 54 degrees.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News.